This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Stream all 4 hours of the Men's Room radio program when you download the radio.com app. Joining us now, great radio stations like WAAF, Boston's rock station. Also, our friends down in the Bayou in New Orleans at Bayou 95.7 and Rock 105, Chattanooga's rock station in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Big show and the random question, 844-999. Hola.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Tetra. Random, welcome to the Men's Room. Random.
Hey, what's up, bitches?
Hola. Tetra, what's happening?
Jeez. Okay. That's what my body sounds like. So earlier you were saying, where does it hurt the most?
Yeah, what part of your body hurts the most right now?
Everything. Yay.
Okay. How old are you? Are you in that window of 37 to 40?
I am 33, honey.
Oh, 33. Man. Long way to go, then.
What the hell is wrong with it?
Well, I fell down a few times, but I also fell 55 feet from a tree about 6 years back.
Yeah, it sounds like you fell out of a tree. I believe it.
What were you doing in the tree?
Too.
And you hit every branch on the way down, it sounds like.
Well, the funny part about that is when I fell, the neighbors from where the tree I was at thought I was a freaking raccoon. And they came running. They're like, oh, let's go see the raccoon.
They thought you're a raccoon?
A freaking raccoon.
Again, why were you in the tree?
Why do you look so much like a raccoon?
They didn't know. They were like a block away. They saw something fall. They thought it was a raccoon.
Okay. Let's go with this random question for you. And this scares the hell out of me now that I realize it, but what do you own? What is inside your house really seriously hurt you or injure you? It could be anything from, it could be a mandolin, you know what I mean? In the kitchen.
Okay.
It could be a machete.
Plenty of things.
What do you have in your home that could seriously do you some damage?
Me?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's a bunch of corners. Okay.
Yes, like most houses, there are corners.
All right.
I mean, come on, man. We all got to deal with those.
We need you on this one. What do you own? What is in your home that could possibly hurt you?
Knives.
How many knives do you have?
7.
Are these like normal kitchen knives or like knives that you collect?
No, like sword knives. Like I have a samurai sword. I have a medieval one.
Maybe it's just full-blown evil at this point.
I get cut.
Are you a samurai?
I wish I was.
All right.
Yeah.
Why? Why would anyone wish they were a samurai,
because
dude?
Being a samurai, you have honor.
So?
Do you think
you have a horrible life and you're prepared to die? I mean, listen, I know it looks cool, but if you watch anything about the samurai, like, they're badasses, but it's not an awesome life. I mean, frankly, I don't know. I'd have rather been Richard Pryor. I can't fight, but I'm a good. I'm high on heroin.
Is this an expensive collection that you own?
Yes, sir, it is.
What's your most expensive dagger there that you own?
Dagger or sword?
You hung over your fake fireplace.
It is from 1437.
For real?
And it was, yes. And it was passed down generation after generation in my family.
Okay, probably made in Kansas City. They hadn't discovered it yet, but yeah. Okay, all right. Reason we asked, what do you own that could hurt you?
Anything.
A guy from Maine was killed by his own homemade security device that he set up on the front door of his residence to shoot anyone attempting to break in. Ronald Kier of Van Buren called 911 saying he had been shot in his home on Thanksgiving Day. When responding officers arrived at the scene, they discovered a homemade contraption on the front door that was designed to fire a handgun if anyone attempting to enter the home tried to do so. Cries succumbed to his injuries sustained from the gunshot. Officers found other unknown devices around the home and contacted the state's bomb squad. Authorities investigated his home, later determined he was shot by the unintentional discharge of one of his own homemade booby traps. People who knew him remembered him as a great guy. That is so sad and so tragic. We knew him very well. He was a great guy. Ron was a great man. He'll be missed. Always there to help you if he asked. He didn't deserve to go on out this way. This is exactly what happens when you've been robbed too many times. R.I.P., my dear friend. So apparently his house had been broken into.
Where was it at?
It was in Maine.
Somewhere in Maine.
Huh. Which seems a little strange. Because I would think if you wanted to live someplace where there's probably not a lot of crime, you would be in Maine, right?
I would think so. But obviously, there's not a lot of crime. It's just his house gets burgled a lot.
Because if you wanted to commit a crime, I would see no reason to go to Maine.
I feel like Maine is where you go when other people know you've committed a crime and are looking for you.
Correct.
Right? That's the place I go because the authorities are looking for me. Look, I'm not good at setting up booby traps, so my general theory would be I would prefer to set up booby traps in a place that I don't plan on returning to.
All right.
Right? You know what I mean? Like, so if I set up booby traps at Miles's house, that's funny to me. Because it's your place. If I set them up in my own home, inevitably, I'm going to forget and something bad's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know if I'm good or bad at setting them up, though.
Well, that's part of it, too.
I've never booby-trapped anything.
You never tried anything. Even as a kid, man, like, you've had people, and this is terrible, but we've had someone who called before, and I want to say they took, like, saran wrap. Their friend's on one side of the street, they're on the other. And, like, a kid would ride down the street on their bike. You can't see the saran wrap, but hit this thing.
Or fishing line.
Get knocked off the bike.
That's right, pretty good.
Fishing. No, don't do it now.
I think what's in, well, I wasn't in college, but I was living with a bunch of people that were going to college. I think we went to a party and put the plastic wrap over the toilet.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Right? Right. So pee goes everywhere. Well, obviously.
Yes. Piece of tape over the phone receiver where you speak into it.
Used to do that, yeah, when we were little kids.
That was always a good one. Just like one piece of scotch tape in the office. Some people pick up the phone. They couldn't hear him. They go, hey, man, I'm here. Right. Hey, can you hear me? What's going on? Yeah. That was always a good one. I like that one.
But that's more of a prank.
It is.
It's not like a booby trap.
Okay. Like nothing's going to explode or
anything.
Okay,
well, I don't know. I don't want to say who this was, but someone in a, for a while, did not matter the public restroom. It could be a school. It could be the mall. After they did their business, they would put dirty toilet paper into the hand dryers.
Oh!
Right.
Oh!
So when you turned it on, this thing.
That is awful.
I know it's awful. Mm-hmm. But is that a booby trap? Is that a prank?
I think it's a prank unless it got on him.
In a booby trap, I mean, it's either supposed to be a prank or it's supposed to be something that would really injure you.
Sure.
There was a guy that we were, when growing up, he had a farm and we were not allowed on his property. He was the guy that would shoot the gun up into the air.
Right.
Because he did not want us fishing in his pond because he personally stocked that pond. So he would go fishing in other places and instead of taking the smallmouth bass or the trout or whatever he caught, he would put it real quick in an igloo cooler.
And put it in his own pond?
He would put it in his truck and then run it down and stock his own pond. So he could go fishing.
So he could fish later.
Whenever he wanted to.
He would go fishing
to stock
for the purpose
his own pond.
So that he could go fishing again later, but closer to his own home.
Correct. And it was a nice sized pond.
Wow.
But he did not want us fishing in it.
That is some serious dedication.
That makes sense, though.
But he would put fishing line at your feet on the trail, so you'd trip over the fishing line. He would put it neck high on a popular bike route that would kind of go close to his property and somewhat through it if you took a little detour.
How did you find out?
My buddy Pat found it.
Yeah, I was going to say, who's the kid who told everyone?
No, he just got hung up on it. You know what I mean? Riding his bike through there because that was a cut through where you could get from one place to the other easily. So he finally put this up and made us go around the entire perimeter.
Did it work? Did you guys start going around the perimeter?
Yeah.
Okay, no, I'm just checking.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But didn't you guys fish in his pond?
All the time.
Wait,
you know what we would do, man? We would army crawl in there, right? Because it was a stream, and we were kids. Right. So we would army crawl in the stream.
How old are you?
oh, I don't know, 10, 12 years old.
Okay.
And we would go in there with like this, the equivalent of a small ugly stick or a pocket fisherman, man, because we knew that there was a big, big ass bass in there. Like,
yeah,
you could see this bass sometimes walking by. Like, we were going to catch that thing.
Yeah, he put it in there so he could catch it.
I'm pretty sure he knew that. You know what I mean? Like, this was a really nice pond with like lily pads on it. Great for bass. So we knew we could go in there and slay.
Yeah, me and Ted know.
You do know. You throw,
yeah, I did a little bass
fishing. You throw a rattle trap over the top or like a weekly
You knew lily pads were good for
bounce
bass.
Them off there, rubber worm, boom.
Actually, I did. And jeez, also saw our docks. And they like to feed in the evening and in the morning. They'll hang out around the docks and everything. They like to hide. It's what the bass do.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of us is the brother? All right, so.
Hey, look, in my defense, we used to fish for bass, which we never caught. We always caught little bluegills in a man-made lake because they put the metro through my neighborhood. So they had to make a lake.
Okay.
So that's Lake Artemisia. It was pretty ghetto.
Jesus Christ.
I don't think we ever got random, one of those big bass.
All right, our calls are dropped. I'm going to give you guys a quick question here. If you want to get in there on the random question, question 844-999-OLA. All right. I was gonna, I'll give you guys what I was just going to give next anyway. What would you say is your all-time favorite board game?
Man, this is tough.
That is.
I will say, now that the kids are at a decent age, I've rediscovered the joys of Uno. But Uno is not a board game. I don't know, man.
It's technically.
Does apples to apples count?
No, because these are not, I mean, Cards Against Humanity. Board game all time. I hated Monopoly.
Maybe Battleship.
Battleship
is not a bad game at all.
Yeah.
That is a great game.
Clue was cool when I was a kid, man.
That's not a bad game at all.
You know, as an adult, it's either been Cranium or Trivial Pursuit. Right?
Yeah. Oh, good. Cranium's a pretty good one as well.
I do like backgammon. It's been a while since I played the game. I'll probably have to relearn a lot of the rules, but I remember I loved it as a kid.
It's been years since I played that.
Yeah. And I like it just
everything hurts. I play backgammon.
And I like a good game of checkers.
Checkers.
Yes.
I'm not down with checkers.
Oh, checkers,
man,
is great. You know what I mean? It's like it's like tic-tac-toe times five. You know what I mean?
It's real quick. It's really, I get
exactly.
It. My son is
and
now
that's
into
what it
chess.
Is about.
Well, oh, nice.
It's nice. It's great. I love that he's analytical and there's strategy, but then he joined the chess club, and it's different, man, because you got to understand, you know, any other board game you play with a kid, you can like it, you can hate it, but if you're playing like a game of Go Fish or whatever, it's an easy game. You're having fun. Chess, there's a lot of quiet, and my man's just staring at the board, and it's starting to freak me the hell out because I know he's about to start beating.
Well, I know what I'm getting you guys for Christmas, and this is it. You both get an original copy. Hasbro has just released a new version of Monopoly, a longer version. This version, the board is bigger, so there are two or three versions of every property, like there are three boardwalks and so on. There's only one die instead of two, and so you move around the board even slower.
Why?
And you can't get out of this game by going bankrupt. It only ends when someone owns every single property in the game. It costs $20. It's available only on Amazon.
Why?
Where they've already sold out of the first batch. A second batch of the Monopoly is coming. It's called Monopoly Speed. They promise you can play this game in less than 10 minutes.
I still don't want to play.
I just play this 10 minutes.
Hey, man, you got that Monopoly Speed.
More of the random question coming up, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
If you're just joining us or you missed the show, all episodes of the men's room are available on radio.com. It is our random question. 844-999-HOLA.
Quick step back there, Miles. You asked the question, what is your favorite all-time board game?
Correct.
All right, and as an adult, settle down now. Let's Trivial Pursuit, Cranium. People chime in.
They have a new Monopoly game that's a longer version of the game that's currently available.
Which is ridiculous, but there it is. Someone says, is Yahtzee a board game? Well, yeah. Yahtzee, Risk. A lot of people say they like Risk. One person even says, look, I know it takes a long time, but world domination is the goal. As far as board games, a couple people say Sorry. Parcheesi. I remember the name. I don't remember the game. Parcheesi. Someone else says they used to play cribbage a lot. And here's one. Stratego. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Never played it. My brother liked it.
It was too complicated for me. It was like Risk. Too many rules, and I couldn't figure it out.
Another way we're stupid. Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola, bitches.
Hola.
Nick, welcome to the program. Random question. Here you go. All right, Nick. Why was there an evacuation? Why did you need to evacuate a place?
Oh, man. Paint fumes.
Okay. How bad was it?
I don't know, man. They left me in the back room. I had a great time.
So everyone else got out of the building except for you just kept on painting?
Yeah, like 2 hours later, they came looking for me, and I'm like, man, I'm loose.
Yeah, I bet.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, friend.
Okay.
How high were you? I mean, did you realize you were high at the time, or did they find you, and then it kind of clicked in?
It took like 3 hours to sober up.
Okay, yeah, it does. Man, I had a polyurethane deal one time that really just took over my brain as well, and it took like 3 hours to just clear out my head. I thought I'd kill myself.
Was it a good high?
Yeah.
No, it was, you don't realize how strong the fumes are. Once you're in them, you get used to them. And then...
Oh, and I just kept painting away.
Yeah. I was just rolling the floor.
I mean, were you in a good mood?
You could tell, like, it started to get weird. I'm like, I need to get out of here.
Ah, okay.
So then I went upstairs, and the entire house had to be, like, all the windows needed to be opened up. I'm like, oh, my God. I think we stayed at a hotel the next two nights while that crab dried.
Wow.
Really? It was insane, yeah.
Yeah, I might do some huffing today.
Reason we asked why was there an evacuation. A Friday night at the movies ended abruptly when urine samples labeled highly contagious were delivered to the wrong address. A package marked highly contagious human substance arrived at the North Bend Theater in North Bend, Washington, according to Eastside professional firefighters who responded. Now, just so you know, before we did live day a couple weeks back, Steve and I were on our way to the casino in the morning.
Yes.
Over to Snoqualmie. And we went past this movie theater. And I looked up and I'm like, oh, look, Frozen 2.
Oh, is that the one?
That's the one.
Oh, okay, listen to me. All right, so it was urine samples.
Mm-hmm.
The urine samples were labeled highly contagious human substance, okay?
Yeah.
I'm the delivery guy. And look, it's none of my business. It's not that. But I'm looking at the box, and the box says highly contagious human substance. The movie theater, now that I know exactly which one, looks like a movie theater. It doesn't look
it's
like
an old school theater
other than a movie.
Yeah.
And in fact, in case you couldn't figure it out from there, they even include the marquee and then put the names. I mean, everything about this is movie theater. So I'm just thinking, if I'm the delivery driver, I will not give up my seat on a plane to someone having a medical emergency. But in this situation, I might pull out my phone, call the boss and say, hey, man, I just feel like something's off because I have what's called, and I quote, highly contagious human substance. This is a movie theater. I can't see the
thing. You deliver. You just drop it off.
I know.
And you know what the crazy thing was about this this movie theater? It's old school. I think there's probably only one theater inside. And the reason I say that is because they had like six different movies, all right, on the marquee. But they had an individual time for each movie.
Right.
Maybe only Frozen was shown twice, but everything else got like one showing.
See, so, here's the thing about movie theater. Now, that one was evacuated because of a highly contagious human substance. Mm-hmm. My daughter, and understand how this plays out. My daughter wants to see the movie Frozen 2. I understand that. I have understood that. People have emailed me about this. So here's the thing. I find out that her best friend's mother is going to take my daughter and her daughter to go see Frozen 2 the day before Thanksgiving when they get out of school. Now, you don't understand the amount of joy this brought me. Because keep in mind, I was going to take my kid to this movie on Friday after Thanksgiving. I don't want to see it. I have zero interest in seeing it. And truly, I hate this movie. But now, I find out her best friend's mom's taking it. I'm in the clear. Money. Nothing to worry about. Wednesday night, I find out that they had gotten to the movie theater. Tickets have been purchased. Snacks have been purchased along with soda. So the mom's probably already like $120 in the hole, all right? They get into the theater. They sit down, and right before the trailers start, the fire alarm goes off. And this is a 14-screen cinema complex. I'll leave their name out of it, very close to where I live. So they have to evacuate all 14 theaters. So the woman said there's like 500-600 people.
All of the whole building had to be evacuated?
The whole building, because the popcorn machine caught on fire. Okay. Ooh. And I said, well, how bad could it have been? And she explained, she's like, it caught on fire, and by the time they could see it, you know, it's just a big plastic box. The whole thing had melted down. You know, so it almost looks like this big pile of amber. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, but now my thinking, I never said, hey, was my kid okay? My thought was, oh, damn, now I have to go see Frozen 2. But no, wait. It turns out this heroine among heroes, right? Heroes don't all have capes. This woman decided yesterday afternoon so that I might enjoy watching my NFL football Ravens beat the San Francisco 49ers. She will take my daughter.
That was very nice.
Dude.
Because I remember how pissed off you were initially that this went down. He was like, oh my God, no!
That's right, I was here.
No! I was like, what happened? Did somebody die?
He's like, I'm going to have to go see Frozen 2. I can't explain how much I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
And my daughter's fine.
Well, look at this. Good. The manager at the North Bend Theater, as a precaution, was taken to the hospital until they figured out what this stuff was. So he opened up the box and, like, get him out of here. Take him to the hospital. Run away. ASAP. Yeah.
What do you think's going through his head? Like, you open this box, it says that, now they take him to the hospital.
And after they sent him out about an hour later, they figured out it was samples of urine, and they disposed of those. All is well, according to the theater. Yeah. There was no danger. We will open as usual on Saturday's show, Frozen 2.
See?
Get in there.
The package was meant for a medical clinic in Tacoma, 45 miles away.
Random comment comes in, speaking of that movie theater, it says, I go to that theater tomorrow. They're one of my delivery customers. Totally going to let them know they were on the radio today.
You guys need any pee?
Was that the guy that delivered the pee?
Yeah, are you the pee delivery guy?
Maybe he didn't know.
I assume he didn't. I don't. Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Suck up on it,
Hola.
Ken, let's see here. All right, Ken.
Hey, by the way, on behalf of the Seahawks fans, thank you for beating the Farty Whiners.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, man. They look good.
They do look good. But not good enough to beat us.
Game.
Yeah, their defense is pretty tough. Okay, let's. Since we're talking sports, why don't we go with this one? What bet did you make, and did you win or lose the bet?
So my wife and I have a standing bet for any major sporting event as to whether or not there will be a marriage proposal on the Jumbotron.
So if you're at the actual game and this happens and you see it, then what do you win?
So it started off being karaoke.
Yeah,
nice. Well,
that's
a win, right?
Yeah. Would be the
right.
We got you, man.
Yeah, we understand. You'd be surprised. We've been around the block a couple times. You know? we get all that crazy lingo you're trying to throw our
way. Well, I mean, it's not KFC, you know, and karaoke. But
well,
you know.
I just wanted to be very clear about this. Chances are we both had to drink more than the other, right? So I mean,
that's it.
Fair enough.
The reason we asked, what bet did you make, and did you win or lose? Cincinnati Bengals finally won a game. They beat the New York Jets 22-6. They are
the Red Rockets back.
They're now 1-11. They're not going to the playoffs. But one fan got a good deal. That would be Jeff Lanham. He was the guy who pledged to live on his roof until the Bengals won a football game. He went up there on October 7th. He even spent Thanksgiving on the roof with his family. And now he can finally come down. Jeff said he's glad it's over, and he thanked his wife for her support. He said she probably loved it. I would think of the same thing.
She was like, oh, darn it, please don't win.
Yeah. He couldn't have stayed up on that roof away from his family and his business without her, because she brought him his meals, did his laundry, and helped cover all of his responsibilities. He said, quote, I mean, I didn't do anything.
Check that food for poison. She's trying to kill your ass.
The Bengals also, their win also snapped another weird streak. Okay, going into Sunday, all the NFL teams with cat names were 0-12 since that infamous black cat ran onto the field during a Giants game.
Now wait, Ted, let's see if we can do it. We got the Jags, the Panthers.
Bengals, Lions, Jags, Panthers.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Panthers and Jaguars lost yesterday, so it could have been 0-15, but the Bengals won. They pulled it out. So there you go.
That's the team that won.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad they won again, man.
They needed to. Yeah, it sucks when you're the worst team, including college and Ohio.
They're still the worst team.
But I'm pretty sure Ohio State's better than Cincinnati.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Mike, welcome to the program. Random question. Okay, Mike, let's go with this one. What did you try or attempt to do in the name of science?
In the name of science?
Yeah. You might have, like, tried to rig something together at your home. You might have done a science experiment for a science fair project.
Built your own explosive. First time you did a bong hit.
Made meth in your 2-liter bottle of Coke in your car. There's all kinds of things you can do in the name of science.
And some of them are actually positive.
Yeah, you got all kinds of good ideas, but...
Mm-hmm. Yes, the best. Toilet wine. Ooh. Yeah, you ever tried to make your own wine, make your own beer?
No, you guys got me on this one.
Okay. All right. So you never were in a science fair or anything like that in school?
Man, I'm 55 years old. I don't remember what I did in school.
We didn't have science back then. You never tried to, like, burn an ant with a magnifying glass?
Oh, yeah, I did that when I was a kid. Sure.
Okay, there you go. Right. In the name of science and future serial killing.
Okay.
I mean, really.
I guess the one he's like, oh, yeah, burned ants? Yeah,
I remember that. Yeah. You don't remember school, but you remember burning ants. Typically, they kind of coincide. I burned ants as early as yesterday.
Some people try to forget about killing animals and children. Some people.
Sure. Reason we ask, what did you try to do for science? A bizarre attempt to communicate with intelligent life on Earth before reaching out to the stars, believe it or not, involved dolphins. NASA, it turns out, funded an entire attempt to communicate with aliens using experiments which involved getting intimate and giving drugs to dolphins back in the 60s.
When you say intimate.
Intimate.
Do you mean intimate the way that I would refer to it?
That is correct. Malcolm Brenner, he made headlines in 2010 when he confessed to having a passionate 7-month affair with a dolphin.
Oh, yeah.
It was not sex. He insisted the dolphin understood him. He felt that dolphins were no less intelligent than humans and that it was possible to find a shared language. And he is not the first to try to find a common language with the dolphin. American neuroscientist John Lilly was fascinated by the playful animals, and in 1961, he published a best-selling book called Man and Dolphin that documented his attempts to teach English to dolphins. And basically, he did. It was a very exciting book because it had these new ideas about creatures as intelligent and as sophisticated as us, and yet living in a far different situation. So they were doing these experiments just to see if, in the future, if they ever had to figure out a way to communicate.
You can find a common language.
All right. Yeah. So, let's see here.
I mean, how do you make that happen? I mean,
do you try to teach something, a language that normally doesn't speak that language?
Yeah, the language of love.
LSD was also included in the test with the dolphins.
That's why you end up messing around with the dolphin.
He dosed two dolphins with LSD to see if the drug's psychedelic effect would help them communicate. He prevented...
I can talk now. I'm really high.
Exactly. Apparently, after that one, one of the other doctors he was working with got a little bit pissed off. His name was Carl Sagan.
Oh, Carl.
And Carl's like, hey, man, don't dose the dolphins with LSD. So they stopped doing those experiments quickly after that.
It's amazing there was ever a period where that sentence had to be uttered.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why did Carl Sagan ruin a good thing? You worry about space, man. He's dosing dolphins. You don't know. Maybe they were right on the verge of speaking.
Yeah, they're saying the soon after that, he was found in the tank, and he had drowned with the dolphin. He wasn't going to be unhappy. He was just gone. He was okay. Don't know if he was, he could have been taken under by one of the dolphins.
Yeah, maybe. Like,
maybe he was under the dolphin.
Maybe he was tripping on LSD.
Random.
See? You got to figure out that language so that it understands your safe word.
Oh, they told, I did one of those idiot things where you meet the dolphin and they're like, you can pet the belly, but don't pet it lower than this line right here.
What happens?
They'll try to pull you under and have sex with it.
Was the dolphin on LSD?
No.
Are you sure?
But he did roll over and want his belly petted constantly.
Well, sure.
You know, like, dogs, I would too.
This
dolphin was all about the belly rub.
But no one said, well, don't pet my dog right behind the ears because he'll have sex with you.
Yeah.
I'd pet a lot less dogs.
Is there any other animal? I'm trying to think of any other animal where we understand inherently maybe this animal will kill you, right? It's a lion, tiger, bear, chimpanzee. Is there any other animal where the major thing you're at risk at, should you touch it in the wrong place, mm-hmm. is that it's going to have sex with you?
Oh, keep in mind.
I can't think of another animal. Look, a great white shark, if I said it might bite you, it might have sex with you. People would stop surfing tomorrow. To me, look, if an animal's going to kill you, I get it, man. It's this instinctive thing. Like, this is what you do. You protect your turf. You exert dominance. Whatever your deal is, right? If you pursue me as a threat. I never want another animal to look at me and say, I'm getting that.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, this dolphin that I was petting was one of two dolphins that were recaptured after Hurricane Katrina.
All right.
So this dolphin was in an enclosure in the Bahamas, but it was one of two out of 12 or like 10 that were actually found.
Did he still have the missiles on his head?
So when they breached, those were different dolphins. These dolphins themselves were part of an exhibit or whatever, you know, and they got loose. And the one dolphin apparently swam to the Dominican where it was hanging out with all these people who had their boats docked there. And they're like, hey, man, this is way too... just talking to them all the time. I want them to feed them fish.
Wrap my belly in the low place.
So they eventually realized that this dolphin was...
I'm going to use that dolphin line.
They realized...
Wrap my belly in the low place.
They realized... getting out now.
They realized the thing was tagged.
You can't swim fast enough.
So they called the aquarium in New Orleans or whatever. And they're like, yeah, it's gone. We don't have one, man. It's in that bad boy somewhere else. So that's how he found his new home.
That's a very touching story, man. Right. The dolphin that will molest. Is there another animal where that's a threat?
I mean, humans.
Your dog? Other than human, but it's not going to have sex with you. Dude, hey, don't pet my dog because it's going to grip you and have sex with you. There's no other animal I can think of where that is the main thing. A horse, it might kick you, man. It's bad. A bull's going to chase you. Not, hey, the bull's going to chase you down, jump on your back, and then it's going to have sex
with the fins and everything. You got to remember, a dolphin can't flog itself.
I don't know, man. You can graze across the sand. Are you kidding me?
Most mammals can, take care of.
The dolphin could do something.
I guarantee it, man.
But you don't have hands.
You don't have to.
So you adapt. You overcome.
Right.
You improvise.
You can't have sex with couch cushions. There's nothing down.
You're dragging across the sand, man. You dive down, and then you do
You're going to drag
Yes.
I mean, it's dolphins. They probably rub
it
against...
It will have sex with you. Oh, God.
That's why you see all those big fish in the Caribbean. So dolphins can rub up on them.
Hey, grouper. Your mouth.
Telling the Pecostimus to go lower. Maybe it's one of those things that sucks and cleans you. Can't wait till this gets a little bit lower here.
Hey, Shark, can I borrow your gill buddy there for a minute?
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Stream all 4 hours of the Men's Room radio program live when you download the radio.com app. All right, it is our random question, 844-999-OLA.
All right, Miles, before we went to break, you were saying that I guess you were with the family, some kind of aquatic center, but you had the opportunity to interact with dolphins, and you could kind of rub their belly.
Mm-hmm.
But you were warned by staff, do not rub their belly below a certain point, because in a nutshell, the dolphin will become aroused, pull you into water, and then have sex.
Drag you under and try to fornicate with you.
And I don't personally, I can't think of another animal where that is the warning that you were given. But nevertheless, we were saying that dolphins, you said, look, there's no other way for them to, you know, satisfy themselves.
They got flippers.
Someone here says, well, I saw a video on Reddit, and it was a dolphin humping a dead fish. So, yes, they do hump dead animals.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else adds, well, according to Ted, you don't need hands to handle your business. Ask him about his buddy who did time. I remember
Correct.
You telling us that.
Yeah, he can use just his thighs.
Just his thighs. Someone says, apparently...
Dolphins don't have thighs.
Are dolphins just sexual predators? Yeah, pretty much. Let's see. And then someone says, ostriches in captivity start to become attracted to people and won't mate. This is what they've read.
Okay.
So not just dolphins. Apparently, ostriches are
also... I'd rather go with a dolphin.
Than an ostrich?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We were just saying that all mammals seem to be able to satisfy themselves...
without eating a Snickers,
yeah.
If you know what we're saying.
Like even a squirrel with little tiny hands can take care of business real quick. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, so I'm still chewing something.
Random.
Hello, Lydia.
Random,
welcome
random,
to the men's room. Random,
John, the masturbating random, squirrel.
Random, hola, bichos.
Hola.
Okay.
What was that, Conan back in the day? the masturbating bear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, let's go with this random question. Who was caught cheating and how were they caught? Who do you know that was caught cheating and how were they caught?
Oh, I think one of my good friends basically caught his sister cheating on her husband in bed.
How did he?
Yeah, and they
did it just walk in on them? Was it someone that he knew?
Yeah, pretty much. And he was best friends with her husband.
Oh, no. Okay. Where was he at her house? Did he walk in, just kind of go over and see his sister and stumbled into this?
Yeah, pretty much. And he basically told his sister, Mike, either you tell him or I will. Pretty much deal.
And so who ended up telling him?
She wouldn't confess, so he ended up dropping the ball.
So he told his brother-in-law that he walked in on, did he know the person that his sister was with?
Nope.
Okay.
That makes it better.
So I guess that he and his sister no longer have a relationship.
Honestly, I don't know. It's been a while since I saw him.
Okay.
Well, that explains that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, oh man.
Reason we asked who was caught cheating, this is a doozy. A guy named Tom Sietsema. He is a food critic for the Washington Post. And he got a message from a reader last week thanking him for one of his recent restaurant reviews, but for a very different reason. Quote, well, Tom, your latest review is accompanied by a picture of my husband dining with a woman who isn't me. Once confronted with the photographic evidence, he confessed to having an ongoing affair. Tom says he's not sure which of his reviews had the picture, but readers are searching through his recent articles to try to find it.
So they're trying to figure out which.
Yeah, right there on the... look at this nice new restaurant downtown. Hey, that's
random,
my husband.
Random.
He said it was good.
I think sometimes, too, like, I don't know. It's just, it's not... Sometimes people just have an energy where it's like, all right, something's going on there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you can tell. By the way, back to dolphins real quick. Someone says approximately 23 people per year report being essentially sexually molested by dolphins.
Just, can you sue the dolphin?
Can you sue the dolphin?
I feel like you could.
I was flogged. Hello, Kristen. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Is it Kirsten or Kristen?
It's Kirsten.
Ah, my bad.
Kirsten. All right, Kirsten. Let's see here. All right, Kirsten. What would you say is the worst thing that you've ever put in your body? What is the worst thing that you've ever put in your body?
Doug.
A worst thing.
According to Ted, it's a raw clam.
Oh, I'll tell you
God,
what.
That was awful.
Kirsten, hang on for us. Give this some thought. Hang on for us. We'll get to you on the other
side. That was easy. The worst thing's ever been in my mouth.
I've never heard you describe anything as being that bad before.
Awful. I was puked at the bar.
And your buddy just kept eating him like it was no problem.
Loves him. He's a psycho.
More of the random question coming up. 844-999. Hola.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.